Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Kevin, it's time for you to ask the author of today's script, Scott Herrick, about what indeed he was up to when he wrote it.
Well, you've kind of done that. So, Scott?
Well, I was off contract, and I ran over the muse in a crosswalk.
I hope you fled the scene. I think, Kevin, what Scott didn't realize is anything about the implicit question.
No, he didn't. And this sketch, The Real Other 51st State, has an implicit question in it, which we invite you, the listener, to identify, mail or fax into us, and wait around to hear if we'll award you a valuable prize.
Good evening, folks. I'm Arnold Barks. Welcome to another edition of Other Voices, a semi-regular feature of this Lower Heights public radio station. And our other voice today belongs to Rowdy Tundra, who's here to share some of his suggestions on cutting federal waste, fraud, abuse, and diversity.
Well, waste has a certain ring to it, Arnold.
So, Rowdy, you've been crunching some big numbers, I understand.
Yep, remember how our current White House occupant proposed the government make available to well-heeled immigrants who pony up a cool $5 million each what was described as a, quote, immigrant gold card, unquote?
Sure.
Well, I have a better idea. Wouldn't it be a lot more efficient to just involve a single airline ticket instead of potentially thousands?
Single ticket?
Instead, what if we offered the current resident of the White House an oversized laundry bag full of just about exactly $330 million? That's only about $1 per U.S. resident to hop on a plane and spend the rest of his days in a waterfront paradise. Instead of an immigrant gold card, we could hand him a one-time-only rare earth mineral exit card. Listen here. We'd save, among other things, millions of gallons of jet fuel and associated emissions and unimaginable quantities of paperwork, visa applications, security dogs that sniff, armies of passport-controlling bureaucrats, and airline parking nightmares galore, due all to those completely unnecessary, gas-guzzling, humongous limousines that'd be driving around all those luxury-laden foreign fat cats to their various tax exemption hearings, meetings, peels, late night, who knows what.
Sounds economical, really. Where are you thinking of shipping the president off to?
Well, that's easy. St. Helena. You know, that island paradise in the South Atlantic. It's got several paved roads, a putting green, decent coffee, beach access parking, and here's the kicker, a fully functional, entirely empty, regulation-size tomb.
Isn't that the place where they stuck, what's his name?
That's right, Napoleon, before they moved what was left of him back to Paris. And think of the upsides. Pretty soon the folks in St. Helena won't mind one bit cutting in line to be the 51st state. What with Social Security, C-SPAN, a shot at a decent minor league baseball team, and it'd get the Canadians finally to put down their elbows. The threat of Greenland invading Vermont would surely diminish somewhat. And maps. Maps might finally begin to reflect what's been taught at least for the past 200 years in both fourth and fifth grade textbooks.
Wow, Rowdy. Thanks for stopping by. Say, has your proposal here been forwarded to anyone exactly yet?
Hey, I'm just the idea guy here. Probably not going to run it by Lindsey Graham until the crypto market settles down.
And that's really all the time we have. Thanks to Rowdy Tundra for giving us all something to chew on. And I'm not talking about an old stick here, people.
Kevin, who's waiting around for a valuable prize?
Melvin Clappy McClaptrap, writing from Iona's Forge, Pennsylvania, asks, are we still truly free to be you and me?
I think you mean him and I.
Existentially, it's correct. Grammatically, it's wrong, and that's more important.
Mr. Clappy, you don't have to bother trying again. But people who keep trying are our cast. Tony Flynn and Scott Herrick.
We'd also like to thank the man who contributed the brilliant sound effects of the Grinch carving the roast beast to the Christmas special of the same name, Brian Lindsay. And hey, don't be a fascist.